clap your hands beautifully and take your seat. Expect a miracle. I said expect a miracle.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today, briefly, I want to share with you that serpents are masters of giving themselves wholly. Masters of giving themselves wholly. Serpents are masters of giving themselves wholly. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 15. And I want us all with one voice, one accord, if you can see and if you can read. We want to read 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15. 1 Timothy chapter 4 verse 15. All right, can we all read? 1, 2, go. No, we start with the verse. 1, 2, go. That's right. Yes. Yes. Hallelujah. Meditate on these things. Give thyself wholly to them. So that what? Thy profiting may appear unto all men. Hallelujah. And we have been looking at the serpent. We have been looking at the snake. And I told you that most people fear snakes. I have a very reputable fear for snakes. And from 2016, I prayed a prayer to God not to allow me to see a snake. And I've not seen a snake since then. It's 2021, 5 years. I've not seen. If I see a snake, it's a picture or in a video or something. God, I don't like snakes at all. I hear. So if you are walking with me, I told you, and we see a snake, don't say you are walking with a man. God, I don't kill snakes. What do I do to snakes? I just run away. I don't kill snakes. But snakes, and you see, you are looking at me, all of you fear snakes. If you find a snake here right now, like a snake is moving here right now, there will be pandemonium and acrimony and rancor. There will be stampede here. Some people want to pass here, others want to use this gate. As for Dubai, she would have been at the drugstore. It's not in church. So snakes have been able to introduce fear into humanity everywhere. And we are learning that there are some characteristics they have that have made them masters even in the jungle, that a lot of animals are going extinct. When we say they are going extinct, it means that after a while, they are losing their existence. And there are many animals, you can only find them either in the forest or at the zoo. If you don't see them in the zoo, there is nowhere you will find such an animal. Have you seen an elephant before? Oh, are you in church?
Yes.
Oh, I'm talking to chairs only. Have you seen an elephant before? They exist. But you can see one in a zoo somewhere. Or in a park somewhere. You have to go to Kenya. You have to go to South Africa or one of these places to see an elephant. But a snake, I'm sure everybody has seen one before. Have you seen a snake before?
Yes.
Did you kill it? I see Aaron shaking his head. How many of you have killed a snake before?
Okay, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 12 people. How many of you have run away at the sight of a snake before? So my family members are a lot. you too. You've run away before. Who is that? I have killed one before. The one you killed was small. And the one you run away was big. But Bishop says that a serpent, yes, now, is a slim, long tube. A snake is a slim, long tube that moves sleekly, like a slick on the ground. And yet it is able to kill and swallow huge animals. It's a long tube that's moving on the floor, but it can kill and swallow large animals. It's a wonder to watch a python swallow a huge antelope, and even with their horns, right? A snake has a way of swallowing the entire animal because its body can stretch. So it can accommodate. A snake can swallow Paul. As for Nicholas there, before he realizes, no, it's gone. And when we look at Priscilla, yes, is somebody in church? Now, when a snake is killing its prey, it will wind its entire body around the animal. I saw in the video, the snake is it wound? It wound itself like that, like in a spiral way around the animal with its entire body. And then it squeezes you intermittently. So when the animal takes in air, when you breathe in, you create space for the snake. Then it squeezes you. By the time you realize, its entire body will kill you. When a snake is killing an animal, it uses its entire body, which is different from us. If you are killing a snake, you use only your hand. So maybe only your right hand, your left hand is not part, your foot is not part. So it's just a part of you that's killing the snake. But when a snake is killing you, every part of its body is involved in that agenda. Are you here?
Yes.
Pray that you never meet a type of snake that will wind itself around you. All these baby snakes we see inside town. If you meet, they once killed a snake at Mampong Bible School. When I saw the picture, I think that was the day I prayed the prayer. I said, God, I never would want to see such a snake. Big! When you meet that snake, you may even faint before you start to run away. But it will wind its entire body. The entire body of the snake will be around you and will be squeezing the life out of you. So it uses its own life, every part of it, to accomplish its task. That's why I say that the snake is the master. They are masters of what? Giving themselves wholly. Every part of the snake is involved in the project. Every part of the snake is part of the project. Are you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
And so when we are now learning the wisdom of the snake, it means that if you have a vision, if you have a project, if you are in a relationship, you have to put your entire self in the relationship. You can't be in a relationship one foot in, one foot out. It's like I'm studying the guy, and I really don't know whether he's a nice guy. So I am inside and I'm not inside. It's a half-hearted agenda. I hear what I'm saying. There are people who are even in a church like this. They just came to test and see whether is it a church I can be in. So one foot is inside, one foot is outside. I hear what I'm saying. A snake is not a one foot inside, a one foot outside. A snake is an all out person. All out, all in. I am inside, I'm with you. Is that one in church? To give yourself wholly is to throw everything you possess into your business. If it's business you are doing, then you give your entire life to the business. Everything you possess must be in the business. If you are a student, you cannot be a student and be a half-hazard, half-hearted, one foot in, one foot out student. And most people, that's how they attended school. They attended school half-half. Half in class, half out of class. Half studying, and most people will never study until exams timetable comes up. Do you know somebody like that? Is the person you or a friend of yours? Mentio, is the person you or a friend of yours? We never touch our textbook until timetable comes up. When you see the timetable, it's like it fires you with some energy. Then you remember that, hey, Charlie, man go throw exams. I hear what I'm saying. Yes. Anybody who is relating with you, anybody who is doing anything with you with a half heart, it's not really inside. Don't accommodate the person. Don't allow people who are with you only for a short term. We are not willing to go all the way with you. Or I'm with you only when things are working well. When things are difficult, please, I'm out. A snake is not like that. A snake gives his entire life to his career. What is your career? What is your career? What is your project? What is your business? Is the business experiencing all of you? Is God experiencing all of you? Is church experiencing all of you? Or is experiencing you in a halfway? I'm around. I saw my face. I marked the register. But I tell you, you can't have me to go further than I can give you. Most people are relating with God on the basis of their convenience. Can I make an announcement to you? God will never walk with you on your terms. God will not walk with you on your terms. If you can't move to his terms, he's not available for you. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Now, there are five ways that everybody must give himself wholly to. Five ways. Number one, to give yourself wholly is to give your heart to the Lord. To give yourself wholly is to give your heart. Anything that your heart is not inside, you are not committed to. whatever your heart is not in, you are not committed to that thing. Is somebody here? Yes. If your heart is not in the church, you are not committed to the church. Don't allow anybody to have a covenant or contract with you whose heart is not with you. The greatest level of commitment is from the heart. If your heart is not for it, your commitment is very low. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. And it's important because, you see, when your heart is into something, when challenges come up, you are not moved. Most people are shaking off what they are doing because their heart is not in it. If you take a church like this, if your heart is not in the church, an airport star can make you angry and you just eject out of the church. If your heart is not for God, if you are not loving God with your heart, even in the choir, a fellow chorister can make you stop singing for God. Everybody who was serving God and got offended and left is because your heart got affected. If your heart is still secure towards God, if your heart is still secure towards your husband, there is no way you will eject. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. Put your heart into your business. Give your heart to God. Let us love God from our heart. And how do you love God from your heart? You can love God from your heart even when you are not in church. You are feeling for God. When we are not in church, you are yearning for God. Anything that touches the heart of God touches you. There are people who are in God, their hearts are dead. They are in church, but their hearts are dead. When you lift up a song that makes God happy, because it's not a song they enjoy, they are not moved. Am I talking to you? Yes. When you come to church and the message doesn't go along their line, and it's not the kind of message they want, they are not happy, because, Charlie, we are in church for a reason. But when your heart is for the Lord, when your heart is for the Lord, nothing can stop you from serving God. One of the dangerous people you can have is people who are serving God without their heart inside. You are an usher, you are ushering and your heart is not inside. You are a shepherd, you are shepherding, your heart is not inside. You are a pastor, you are pastoring, your heart is not inside. You are a chorister, you are singing, your heart is not inside. They are dangerous people, because they will desert you. They will desert you at the face of a challenge. Am I talking to somebody? Yes. When somebody says he wants to marry you, test the heart. Test the heart. Don't test the pocket. Don't test the pocket before you test the heart. Hold the nearest brother, say, the man is talking to you. Listen to what he's saying. Shake the shoulder. The man is talking to you. Somebody says he wants to be your missus, test the heart.
Yes.
When somebody says he wants to be a shepherd, we must test the heart. Yes. We have to watch you and see when things don't go your way. Are you still in love with me? When I say no sex, are you still in love with me? When you ask me, I'm a guy, you are a lady, and you ask me for money, I say, I can't give you money. Are you still in love with me?
Yes. You are pretty good.
Oh, I think I'm talking to only 17 people.
You are pretty good.
Because a lot of sisters, when they enter into a relationship, they transfer all their burdens on the brother.
You are preaching good.
Once the brother says, "I love you,"
hey,
when she is responding, she says that I'm bringing my issues.
Hey.
And my rent is ending in September. We have to discuss my rent. Yes. And when you bring up the rent and I say, "I can't help you. I can't help you. Are you still in love with me?" When you are a church member and you come and see me in church after service and you ask for transport and I don't give you transport, are you still in love with me? Are you still in love with the church?
You are preaching good.
Yes. When it's your grandmother's, auntie's, brother's funeral and we don't attend the funeral, are you still in love with the church?
You are dialing numbers.
Because when my nephew died, you didn't come. You didn't come. Did I complain?
Not at all.
I didn't complain. You didn't come. You didn't even send me condolences. Nobody sent me condolences. Maybe a few people, 1, 2, 3. Not up to 5 people sent me. My small boy died. I went on Friday. Sunday dawn, I was in the car, came back here, drove here to preach on Sunday morning. You didn't come. So when you two have a problem and I don't come, don't make it an issue. It's like it's an issue. It's the main issue that, hey, my cousin's father's brother died. I told Reverend, they didn't even announce it. Nobody came.
You are preaching good.
If your heart is in a thing, issues don't eject you. Yes. It's when your heart is not in that you have dated the girl. It's not that you meant that she doesn't speak English well.
You are preaching.
Your heart was not inside. I said your heart was not inside. Yes. But when your heart is inside there, whether it's raining or it's not raining, the sun is shining, it's not shining, there's money or there's no money, I love you, I'm with you, I love God, I'm in the church, we are in the church together, we are serving God together, let's do it together. Put your heart into what you are doing. Put your heart. Put your heart. Yes. Yes. Many people, the offenses you have against the church is because your heart is not in the church. Yes. I tell you. And I'm going to just say, let's serve God with our heart. Let's serve God with our heart. Let's not do one leg in, one leg out. I'm watching. I only come for Sunday. If they make a mistake and they call me for midweek, I'm not inside. All I can give is Sunday. Only Sunday. And the serpent, he puts his whole body, everything into it. Everything is inside. Yours, everything is not inside. Only your Sunday is inside. Your Wednesday is not inside. Your tithe is not inside. Your Friday is not inside. Your outreach is not inside. Only Sunday is inside. If Sunday cry, you come after 10:30. When it's past 12, you are complaining. But you came after 10:30.
You are preaching good.
Is that a good sermon?
Yeah, it's a powerful sermon.
Then you are looking at me, it's like, Papa, no, on cast and Papa,
you are preaching.
Yes.
Good.
Number two, when you give yourself wholly to God, Mr. Victor, you give your ideas. Those at the back, are you in church? When you give yourself wholly, you give your ideas. Everybody in church here, we are serving God to try to make God happy with us. Two things can be happening to you. You may be criticizing and complaining about something instead of supplying an idea.
You can bring your idea. Instead of complaining about the dancing stars, you can bring up an idea. But your idea is in your head, and you are watching us, and you say that, as for me, I just come, I'm a member, I just sit and I just watch them, and whatever we are doing is not going well with you, and you are complaining in your heart, and your idea is still in your heart. I'm talking to you. You see a fellow sister, you know that the dressing that she has dressed is some way, and instead of lovingly and in humility say, oh, your dress, no, is showing your underskirt. It's the underskirt is showing, but I think that come, let me do it for you at the back. Then you go home, you saw the sister, you didn't help, you go home and you are criticizing and you are even gossiping about her to another person, or only for her to hear next week that she had heard that somebody said, oh, she was wearing the blue undie. How did you know? How did you see it? I hear what I'm saying. Yes. You can love somebody by supplying an idea. Oh, next time, do it this way. I think your jacket is too big. You are size 42. You are not size 46. But I know people, when they are going to buy a jacket, they just go. But some people blue. Wait. They don't even try it at the place. When they try it, so shoulder pad. That's all. Should have known. The jacket is bigger than you. It's your size. But you can call the brother by the side and say, when I look at you, I think that you are size 46. So next time you're about to buy a jacket, maybe try 46 and less. Instead of accusing the brother and gossiping about the brother and saying something about the brother at the back. At the back. If you have an idea, give it in a spirit of love and humility. And if you give your idea and we don't take it, it doesn't mean that you should freak out. And I want to ask you, yes. Give your idea. To give yourself holy, number three, is to give your money. If I don't say that one, the message will not end. In Rabbi Yankupon. You are never committed to anything unless money leads you to that thing. That's why the slave queens, you know, our sister slave queens, they measure love by money. Yes. Do you love me? You say you love me? Show the love by the money. Because actually, you are not committed to anything that you don't put money into. Anything money doesn't leave you. And people, their own business, they don't put their own money inside. Their own business, they don't put their own money. They are expecting money from somewhere. You are not committed to a church when you don't put your money willingly into the church. You are not committed to God if money doesn't leave you to God. Money is a discerner and is the better diagnosis of people's heart and commitment. I hear what I'm saying. That's why even in parenting, they measure the responsibility of the man by if he releases money to care for the children. He can be calling the children. Maybe he's not there. He can be calling. Every day calling. You call this morning. You call him to say, I'm over here. Call another time. But if he doesn't release money, he'll still be called irresponsible. Is it true or not true? Yes. He can call every day checking on them. Have they gone to school? Yes, fine. Are they well? Yes, fine. Call day after day. Call them. But if money doesn't come,
you are not responsible. Is that one in church? God is measuring your commitment. God is measuring your devotion to the house of the Lord by the release of your the input, financial input into the church. At your age, as a Christian, if you are still battling with tithing at your age, as a Christian, you are a non-starter. You are a non-starter. Tell neighbor that this is where the message is hitting you. Look, the next neighbor on the other hand. Say, are you listening to the word? Yes. And people will be in church. You can prophesy about tithe. You can teach. You can declare. You can... In their heart, it's not something they are intending to do at all. And when it's offering time, they look for some 1 Ghana city, look for some 2 Ghana cities, and 3 Ghana cities, and come and drop on the altar. Then on their way to the house, they are sending 50 Ghana city momo or credit or something. Because as for church and the house of God, our devotion is not financial. Is that one in church? God is not only measuring your prayer life. He's not only measuring your praise life. He's not only measuring your righteous life. He's also measuring your giving life. And once you don't show your devotion by giving, something is lacking. Something is lacking. Yes. One of the descriptions you should give yourself is that I am a giver. Tell yourself that I am a giver. It, not even to confess it, but it should be something that you build up in your soul that I am a giver. I'm a giver. I give. And let me give you the last point. How many do you have? This is the fourth one. Yep. You give yourself wholly by giving your time. Somebody say time. Yes. And God has blessed everybody here with 24 hours. Is that not so? Huh? Now, the difference is what we feel into the 24 hours. Like tomorrow, Monday, when we all wake up in the morning, God would have given everybody 24 hours. Then, we are all starting off, some people would have slept off the first 6 hours. Others would have slept off the first 8 hours. So, by the time they wake up, it's 24 minus 8. So, they are starting from where? That's what? 16. 16 hours left. My math is correct. Yes. If you sleep off your first 10 hours there, when you wake up, you have only 14 hours left. Yes. Everybody has the same time. Now, the difference is what you feel into the time, what you put into the 24 hours. And everybody has the same week. Am I talking to you? Do you have a Monday? I have a Monday too. Do you have a Tuesday? I have a Tuesday. All of us will have Monday all the way to Saturday. But the difference is what you put into your Monday. Your Monday can have work and can have friends, can have business, and can have home finished. Then your Tuesday has work, has business, friends, home. Then your Wednesday can have work, business, friends, market, home. Thursday, you realize that somebody else on Wednesday will do work, market, church. He has decided to put church into the Wednesday. At that point, he becomes different from you because he's using his time and giving part to the Lord. I
I want you to be wholly devoted to God with more time. With more time. I said with more time. The time you are giving to God, you can give more than you are giving. Look at neighbor in the face and say, this is another word. That the time you are giving to God,
time you are giving to God,
you can give more than you are giving.
You can give more than you are giving.
Yes.
Yes.
Look at another person in the face and say, my neighbor.
My neighbor.
How much time you are giving to the Lord?
How much you are giving to the Lord?
I know you can give more than that.
I know you can give more than that.
Yes. 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 And when you are here, listen, those at the back, if you are here, you are only a church attendee. You don't join any group. You don't help anything. You just come and go, 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 come and go. That is not a good level of commitment. It's not a good level of devotion. Yesterday I was talking to somebody and said, oh, why have you stopped doing what you are doing? Then he said, oh, my this, my that, my this. He said, what? My this, my that. And I brought another person whose this and that was more than this one. And I told him that the excuse you are giving, it will be non-scoring in heaven, because you are going to get people who have wilder issues than yours. If it is work, you are going to get people whose work schedule is wilder than yours. If it is children, you are going to get people with more children than you, who are even pushing with their children. If it is distance, you will get people whose distance, who come from a far place that you are coming. And so your reason will be nullified in no time. Yes.
Preaching.
I hear what I'm saying.
Yes.
Everybody must rise up. Look your neighbor in the face and say, my brother.
My brother.
How much more time are you going to give?
How much more time are you going to give?
What is he saying? What is he saying? So I know you. I only see you on Sundays. You only Sundays. Only on Sundays. Even the fasting. This year's fasting. Can I walk into the place? Or COVID can allow me to come? Or will COVID allow me to come? Sure. Most of you didn't do the fasting. I can if you allow me to say you didn't do, you did. I can point to everybody. When I come now, I'll pick your energy. You did half. Half.
You are preaching good.
When I do like this, though, you really like that. It's a hokakra, hokakra. Maybe I should go to the back.
Yes.
When I do like this, no, you know, like Charlie, I'm going to cry. Why you cry?
My God. My God.
Why you cry? This one,
separate
she
precious.
Did pa.
Separate precious.
Hey, you are first time, second timer. So you would. Should I continue?
Hey.
Should I come there, Mr. Victor? Should I come?
Hey.
So. We are going to do the fast again.
Yes.
We are going to do the fast again. Yes. We are going to do the fast again.
Yes.
I tell you. Yeah. We'll do the fast
and then we break it with Valentine.
Wow.
Is that a good idea?
It's a powerful
idea. Wednesday the 11th. Is it 10th or 11th? 10th, 11th, 12th. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. Then the 14th will be Valentine Sunday. Valentine Sunday, you have to come in red and green. No green, red. Red and white. And something flabbergastic. So Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. What are the dates?
What are the dates?
10th, 11th, 12th. I want when we gather in the evening, we are all the way to the back praying, lifting up intercession. Some of you are on the floor. Others have held the pillar. Others have sat on the chair. Others are on the stage. We are all lifting up prayer and declaring the will of the Lord. Because, Tali, the way we did the fast, I'm not happy. And when they are fasting, you have to give yourself to the fast. Holy. If it's 14 days, you do 14 days. You cannot say, oh, I have ulcer. It's only when it's fast time that people remember their ulcer. I've never known people had ulcer until a fast is declared. And I never know people are on medication until a fast is declared. So, Pastor, I'm on medication. So, I can't fast. But 10th, 11th, 12th, we are doing another fast altogether. And I want to believe that you'll be a part of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Lift up your right hand and say, Lord,
from today,
I want to dedicate
and devote
more of myself to you and to my career,
my business,
my relationship,
my spiritual life,
my prayer life.
I want to give more of myself
in the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, Lord, anything
I am doing
in the halfway,
I'm changing today.
I'm giving my heart.
I'm giving my life.
I'm giving my time.
I'm giving my ideas.
I'm giving my energy.
Everything that is in my life.
In the name of Jesus. Say it again. Say, Lord,
after today,
I'm throwing myself
into my business.
I'm throwing myself
into the church.
I'm throwing myself
into the ministry.
I'm throwing myself
into my prayer life.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Every eye closed, every head bow. You are here, you want to say, Pastor, pray for me. I need Jesus. Or somebody, you are so here, you want to say, Pastor, I feel very guilty in my heart. There is a sense of guilt that I feel that God is not happy with me. Can you pray for me? Yes, I can pray for you. You are also here, you want to say, Pastor, I need mercy. Pray that God will show me mercy. If you belong to any of these groups, lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. God bless 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 you. Please stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. Do me one more favor. Walk to me at the front. Come on.
You and my Jesus.
God bless you. God bless you. Please clap your hands together for this people. God bless you. God bless you. God bless you. All right. Are you coming? God bless you. See, if you are sitting there and you feel a disconnect from God, you can run to the altar. You can run to God. I tell you. Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Say after me, Jesus. This morning, I stand before the altar,
before
the congregation,
and I ask you
to forgive me
of all my sins.
Say, Jesus,
show me mercy.
Don't deal with me
according to my mistakes.
Say, I pray that you will come into my heart.
Be the Lord,
and the Master,
of my life.
So Jesus,
from today,
help me,
to
walk with you,
all the days of my life.
In Jesus' name, I pray.
In Jesus.
Amen. Clap your hands together for them. Oh no. All right, wait, come.